Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 445. We talked in the previous shir about laying down boundaries, and that makes a lot of married people nervous. They think that by laying down boundaries, they'll be fighting all the time, and they fear the outcome because they confuse arguments with assertive communication. They're two totally different things. Arguments are what they're afraid of. That's unpleasant. Assertive communication may not feel pleasant, but it is healthy, and it could lead to a greater amount of pleasantness. The peace at any price and false vatronis creates more problems than resolves problems. And if they argue, sooner or later, it'll build up all this false mevater things, and they'll ultimately force each other by calling names, raising voices, manipulation emotionally, threatening, and so on and so forth. So it's better not to be mevater, but rather not argue either, but use this skill of constructive communication, which is not an argument. What is it? It's a calm, honest, direct expression of thoughts and of feelings and of needs and of what you're intending, your intentions. And if, let's say, even one out of the two wants to argue, but the other one can continue to communicate in a healthy way, in a healthy, constructive communication type way, and doesn't play the part of the arguing, being the other side of an argument. You're not arguing. This is a common sense way to give couples a clear map without enmeshment, without closing yourself up and giving in when you really shouldn't be giving in, or you'll resent it. You develop a healthy mode of communication. And the idea is, this communication tool is, number one, to assert points of view without engaging in a fight. There's ways to do that. You can ask for what you need, and you don't need to be coercive or manipulative. Just simply asking for what you need, simply, sincerely. You can convey your message, and you don't have to hide the controversial parts of the message. You're totally open about what your message is. And you respond to each other's perspectives and words in a respectful way. The way to do this, the healthy way to get to switch from either arguments or burying things under the rug and get to regular, healthy, assertive communication, there's what he calls, this is Rabbi Yisrael Kleiman, what he calls conversational lubricant. What helps, reduces the friction. It's called validation. What is validation? Before we say validation, it's usually used word that's used in terms of chinuch of young children, but that's a mistake. Validation is not for children only. It's for everyone. It's for every adult. It's for 80-year-olds just as much as it is for 5-year-olds. It's essential for everything, validation. When you make a sale, a peace treaty, touchy subjects that have to be agreed upon, you use validation. It's basically saying, I may not agree, but I certainly do see your side of things. I do understand what you're telling me. It doesn't mean you agree. It doesn't mean you're surrendering, but it's recognizing that there's another person who has a different perspective, and they're a valuable person, and it needs to be addressed as well. It tells us that you're not just throwing them in the garbage. You're not trampling on his or her needs. So the words used is things like, I hear you. I see where you're coming from. I understand what you're saying. But the key is they can't just be meaningless cliches that you're just saying when you're not really interested. You're just saying it just to, you know, stall and get to what you want to say. No. When you say, I hear you, without the inner feeling, it'll do nothing. The words need to have behind it established real listening and caring. So I hear you just saying the words means nothing, but I hear you coupled with listening, actually hearing the other person's truth, recognizing that your loved one, husband or wife, has their side of the story, whether you feel right now justified or not, but to hear that other side of the story with sincere listening, then when you say, I hear you, or I see where you're coming from, it has a great amount of value. You can convey this by saying, repeating, like what you're saying is, or to you, this is a crazy idea because of this and this, or you still feel it's worth doing this because of that. Your reflective statements, you're showing that you heard not only the sound of their voice, but the content in what the person is saying. Validation needs to be used all the time. You can't overuse it. Every time your husband or wife makes a point, you can show you're sincerely engaging and discussing it. It may seem robotic at first, but it's really part of the way you communicate and you work through it. It becomes part of the process. Doesn't mean you give up your own claims. Doesn't mean you won't state your own opinion about something. Of course you will. But the validation will ring true because you're listening to the other person's point of view. There's a better chance that your husband or wife will think, you know, he really does understand my point. She really does get it. So that is the lubricant, so to speak, of communication in a healthy way, and that's validation. Another important way to start it out, he calls it meta statements. It prepares you to do this conversation of being assertive and communicative in a healthy way without arguing. So the Hagdama could be something like, I'm going to say some things about how I'm feeling, and I don't expect you to feel the same way like I do. I'm just letting you know how I'm feeling. Or I'm going to ask you something, but it doesn't mean that I feel you're a bad husband or wife. It's just something that I feel that needs to be done. Or I'll tell you something that bothers me, but I'm not blaming you about the situation. And you have to really be, and when you're saying that sincerely, that you're not, it's a matzav where you're not blaming her or him for your situation. And so these are statements that convey important feelings. It's saying, I understand how my statement might make you feel. I don't want you to feel hurt by what I'm saying. I'm going to say something I need to say, but I can't control what you're going to do with the information. It lays a groundwork to be able to talk openly in a non-accusing way of various thoughts and feelings and facts and perspectives that are healthy. So we'll talk about the first category of healthy, assertive communication, and that's what he calls Category 1, uncontested facts. Meaning facts that which both sides will agree, there's no need to prove or defend the facts. So for example, we had a case where a wife said, Shira, said to Ellie, her husband, when I come into the living room to get the kids off to bed, I heard you say, uh-oh, here comes mommy. And the kids were laughing. So what did she do here? She just basically stated simply a fact that she and Ellie both know to be true. She's not calling Ellie disrespectful. She's not accusing him of turning the children against her. She's simply relating what she heard and what she saw. That you said, uh-oh, here comes mommy. And the kids were laughing. She didn't say, you made a fool out of me when I came to get the kids ready for bed, because then Ellie would get defensive and he would offer some type of justification and Shira would reject that justification. It would end up back and forth into heated arguments. Instead, Shira just stated a fact to let it stand there. She said that this is what happened. I came into the living room to get the kids off the bed and I heard you say, uh-oh, here comes mommy. And the kids were laughing. You're saying it as a fact. This will more likely get Ellie to hop and say, I'm sorry, I didn't think before I said that. And even if he didn't express remorse, she still did the right thing by expressing that observation that bothered her. So, here's another ways to say it in a fact-based way. When I walk into the dining room, your jacket was draped over the chair and your hat on the table and your shoes were in the middle of the floor. It's just a statement. It's not a pleasant statement. And it is pointing out a mistake and deficiency in the other person, but they're not fighting words. They're clear words. They're respectful words. There's no insult there. There's no attack there. You were on the phone with your mother the entire time. I was home for breakfast today. Or I assumed you'd be home on time tonight since you didn't tell me you would be late. Or our credit card bill is higher than usual this month. Or you had 4 shots of scotch at the Kiddush today. Or you joked about my weight in front of our guests. Basically, what the husband is saying, if he says you joked about my weight in front of our guests, is pointing out to his wife that you crossed the boundary. And you're just stating it as a fact. So this is the communication of uncontested facts, where you simply state something without that emotional response that you don't really care about me and so on and so forth, but you just simply say the action of what's bothering you, and then you take it from there. The next category is feelings and opinions. He doesn't care how I feel. She doesn't care how I feel. Often, they don't know how he feels or she feels. In many cases, spouses forget really of how they really feel many times. The problem is when you use superficial vatranas, then they're a mystery to each other. Because what happens is when you're not being mevater, but you're trying to be mevater, the spouse makes an active effort to hide the way he or she is feeling so that the other spouse will think that you're in agreement, but really you're at odds with each other. It's better in these cases that each spouse knows the truth. This is called boundary setting, like level 3 of what we learned in the previous year. You're informing your spouse how you feel. You're not saying to your spouse, you make me feel unloved. That's an accusation. Instead, you're saying, I feel unloved when this happens. You're implying that I may be too sensitive. And I know you didn't mean to hurt me, but this is how I feel. So this I message, which we talk about so many times, that when you are mentioning something that's uncomfortable, you use the word I. I feel unloved. And that is where they're taking total responsibility for it, and it diffuses a lot of the situations and accusations. Or, I feel disappointed when you forgot my birthday. That's a healthy thing. It's very unlikely your spouse would say, no, you don't, because that's just a statement of fact. You're stating your own personal truth. Now, with the uh-oh, here comes mommy thing, the children laughing, she could say now, after saying this and it didn't resonate, maybe it did, and he apologized right away, but if he didn't, she could add now her feeling. I felt humiliated when I came in and you're all laughing at me, looking at me like I'm some mean old ogre. Ellie feels in return, I feel you don't trust me as a father to them. So the idea is, that's okay. You can't say you don't feel that or you don't think that. So that is very important. Let's say the wife could say, when I see you playing with the kids while I'm trying to get them to bed, it seems to me that I'm the only one concerned about the kids getting enough sleep and us having some time for ourselves in the evening. I may be wrong, but that's how it looks to me. And Ellie may share and respond, I don't see it that way. I see kids who are enjoying time with their father. To me, it's more important sticking to bedtime than sticking to bedtime. You may not agree, but this is my opinion. The father's saying, I need more time to get them to sleep and interact with them. So over here, there's no accusations. There's no disrespect. She was not calling an Ellie, you're an overgrown baby. That would be disrespectful. Ellie's not calling Shira, his wife, a witch. You're not labeling, you're not characterizing negatively anything. So here is the idea. You see, it's the negative feelings and opinions that contribute to their disconnection. When they feel humiliated, for example, if the Shira feels humiliated by Ellie's behavior, being judgmental of him, and Ellie feels mistrusted because of his wife's words and actions. But if you express it without hiding anything in a clear way, then you can't use that as a weapon against each other, and it automatically will help to resolve the issues in a better way. Bracha natzlacha.